Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Erevin, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches. So Mishnah Zayin tells us as follows, Bekalos and Lechiayin, once we're talking about the concept of a lechi, you can make a lechi out of anything. Afil b'davar sheish b'ruachayim, even a living animal can serve as a lechi, as long as it's 10 tefachim high, and you put it on the side of the mavoi, so it works like a pole. You tie it there so it doesn't run away. It's got to be tied down, because if it, you don't tie it down, so first of all, it could just lower its body, and then it will go below 10 tefachim, and then it won't be good. Also, it could run away, and then it won't serve as a hacker anymore. But if you tie a live animal there, that would be perfectly fine. So Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can't use a living creature, living animal as a pole, because it could die, and when it dies, it will shrivel up a little bit and will dip below 10 tefachim. So the Mishnah talks about, once we're talking about using an animal in the as a pole of a mavoi, as a lechi of a mavoi, we're going to talk about using a living animal legabe other halachos as well. So says the Mishnah, metami mishum golel, a living animal can become a golel of a kever, which itself transmits Tuma. So generally, a living animal does not become tame. Human beings can become tame, but living animals do not become tame. Dead animals are tame. Dead animals, if they're not shechted properly and they just drop dead, they're a nevela. But a living animal can never become tame. But if you use it as a cover of a grave, so it becomes the cover of a grave, and the cover of a grave is tame. But Rameir says that no, it cannot become tame, and it doesn't make anything else tame, because anything made out of a living animal is not considered to be a real mechitza, it's not considered to be a real cover of a grave, and it's not able to be mekabel any tuma. Another issue with a living animal, the kosunal of gite nashim, Rabbi Yossi Aglili posel, that the Tanakhama says you could write a get on a living animal, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that no, that would be pasul get. The Torah says that when you write a get, it's v'kos of la sefer krisus, so it's got to be written on a sefer, it's got to be written on parchment. So if it's living on written on a living creature, then it's not sefer krisus. And as the Bartanura points out, ma sefer in bo ruach chayim, of kol she'ein baruach chayim, that just like a sefer has to be something that has no life force, so to anything with no life force. V'rabbanan, the Rabbanan would disagree, says the Bartanura. Iksiv v'kasav la b'sefer k'tekarmit. Hashad iksiv v'kasav la sefer l'sirus dvarim u'da'asa. That if it would have said v'kasav la b'sefer, so b'sefer would imply that you have to write on parchment, but it says v'kasav la sefer, so it just means that the content of the get has to be worked that tell the story of what's happening, that this man is divorcing this woman in this place on this date. We pass like the Tanakama. And if you write a get on a Karen Shel Parah and you give her the Parah, so where you're not going to need to cut it off afterwards, it's kosher. Now if you don't give her the Parah, you only give her the Karen, so then it's not going to be kosher for a technicality, for a different reason, because the Pasuk says v'kasav la sefer krisus v'nasalma, and then you have to give it to her. So it has to be something where right after the ksiva, it's ready for the nesina. But if it's mechutzar ktsitsa unesina, if it's something that would still need to be cut off and then given, then it would not be kosher. But anyway, that's the shita of the Tanakama that we paskin like, that you could put, you could write a get on a living animal. So three different halachos about using a living animal for a lechi, for a golel of a kever, and for a get. Now Mishnah Ches talks about taking something and turning it into a rishos hayachid, where you're able to carry in it. So you need to build the way to turn something that's not a rishos yachid into rishos yachid is by making mechitzos. So sheyara shechansa bebikah. Let's say you have a caravan, a bunch of people are traveling, and they set up camp in an open, wide open area. So it's not really rishos ram, nor is it rishos yachid. It's not a rishos ram because there aren't enough people that pass through the area to make it a rishos ram. It's not a rishos yachid because it doesn't have any mechitzos. So it has a din of a carmelis, which would be usher to carry in midrabanan. So you want to convert it into a rishos yachid, so people will be able to carry there. V'kifua b'klei Behema. So they surround it with all the stuff that they have, all the kalim that help with their animals, the saddles and things like that, and they make a fence with those things. So metaltlin betachu, then they're allowed to carry in that area, even though it's clearly very temporary, they're going to want to use these kalim again. But it's got to be the fencing, that this makeshift fencing that they made has to be 10 tefachim high, because that's the minimum shear for a mechitza. Lo yupratzos yasar al habinyan. And also the gaps and the spaces in between the fencing can't be greater than the actual fencing itself. But if the total width of the gaps is more than the total width of the actual solid fencing, it's going to be a pasul of mechitza. It's not going to turn it into a reshus hayachid. Now that's if you have gaps all over the place. Kol pirtzashi ke'eser amos muteres. But if you have a gap in one place, even if you have more fencing than you have a gap, it could be too big to be kosher. So any gap that's up until 10 amos wide is still going to be kosher. It's not going to ruin the mechitza, because we view something up until 10 amos wide as a pesach, as an entranceway. But yasser mekan, awesome. If the gap is more than 10 amos wide, you can't view that as a pesach in the mechitza, and therefore it's considered to be a major pirtza in the mechitza, and the mechitza is going to be pasul. So as long as the gap is 10 amos or less, you could view it as a pesach, and therefore you're allowed to carry inside the area as long as there's more fencing than there is pirtzos. However, once the gap is more than 10 amos wide, even if there's more fencing than there is pirtzos, it's going to be a problem. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Zayin, we said that three machlokos about whether you're allowed to use animals for things. First one is, are you allowed to use an animal as a lechi? Tanakama said yes. Rabbi Yossi said no. Second one is an animal kosher? Is an animal, does an animal count as a golel? That's metame, as a cover of a kever. Tanakama said yes. Rabbi Meir said no. And third is, can you use an animal to write a get on? Tanakama said yes, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili said no. And then in Mishnah Ches we said that if you have a caravan of people that set up camp in an open field and they want to make a makeshift mechitza out of the kelim of their that belong to their behemos, that they use for their behemos, so as long as they're 10 tefachim high and the gaps are of the proper ratio and measurement, it's okay. The proper ratio is that there needs to be more fencing than gap, and the proper measurement is that the gaps, no single gap can be more than 10 amos wide, because if it's more than 10 amos wide, then it's going to be possible. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Tes, and with Perek Aleph Mishnayis Tes and Yud, and conclude the first Perek of Maseches Erevin.